بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I am here sitting in this beautiful park in Northampton called Look Park, Look Memorial Park. And I was down on a stream, beautiful brook, and I will send the pictures along here with this. And as always, I keep marveling at the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At wild flowers, flowers which are just growing wild, I mean, there's no cultivation, nothing. The intricate detail of the flower, how incredibly beautiful it is. And then now I'm sitting here on the bank of another stream, and the water is absolutely still, although it's flowing water, because it goes over a lip down a small waterfall, very small waterfall. But where I'm sitting here upstream, it's like looking at a reflection pool or an infinity pool, because it just seems to end at one point where the water goes over the lip. On either side, there are pine trees, and the ground is unfortunately littered with Canada goose feathers and Canada goose droppings. But the view of this pool and the trees reflected in it is absolutely superb. It's subhanallah, I always think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Jannat, and He says, Jannat in tajri min tahti al anhar, gardens under which, through which or under which rivers flow. It's amazing how water adds so much value to a scene. The same scene without the water is not as beautiful, even though the rest of it might be the same, the trees and flowers and grass and whatnot. But if there is a stream, if there is a lake, if there is a pool of some kind, no matter how small, it adds value to that whole scene, and the whole scene looks so much nicer. Ajib the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Jannah, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, the whole issue of reflection, the whole issue of of introspection and thinking about life, a thought that just occurred to me, and I was listening to some poetry of one of the great poets of India, Urdu poet, and one of the things, one of the ashar in that poem, really, I mean, it blew me away, because he says in this poem, and I will, let me send that thing also to you. He says in this poem, how can I be afraid of the grave? How can I be afraid of the grave when in the grave I will have the didar, I will have the vision, the view of the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I be afraid of the grave when in the grave I will have the didar of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And I was thinking to myself that all my life I have prayed and I have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me the ru'ya of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dream. And I said, I keep praying and I still pray, and I ask you also to make this dua for me, and make it with the understanding that if you make this dua for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint an angel to make the same dua for you. Because this is the hadith of Rasulullah. He said that the one who makes a dua for his brother, Allah appoints an angel to make the same dua for him. So if you make this dua for me, and I request you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should show me and give me the ru'ya, give me the ziyarah of Rasulullah in my dream. So I made this dua all my life. I still, as on date, I still haven't had this great honor from Allah, but I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that my Rabb, inshallah, will give this to me. But when I heard this couplet, I thought to myself, subhanAllah, In my life, I've been asking Allah to give me this. But the place where Allah promised it is the qabr, is the grave. You are going to get it. Because that is one of the questions of the grave. The picture of Rasulullah, his ruya in whatever manner that suits his izzah, that suits his honor and which suits the grace and glory and magnificence of his Rabb. We will be shown the beautiful face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we will be asked, what do you say about this man who was sent among you? Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Bihamdihi. When I am shown this, inshaAllah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the words to say that what I say about this man who was sent among us, I say that this is the one I wanted to see all my life. This is the one I wanted to see all my life. And the poet says that how can I be afraid of a place where I am promised the didar of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Now brothers and sisters, send salat and salam on Rasulullah. Send salat and salam on Rasulullah. Wallahi, this Jannah you will get because of Rasulullah. You will get the maghfirat of Allah because of his shafaat. You are standing on the day of judgment will become easy because you will see Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The thirst that you will feel on the day of judgment, a thirst that has no way of being described or felt in this life, a thirst that has no parallel, a thirst that cannot be described, will be taken away from you, and will be taken away from you in a way that you will never ever feel it again all of eternity. And that will be taken away because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give you the water, the beautiful water, the sweet water of his house, Al-Kawthar, by his blessed hand. My brothers and sisters, send salat and salam on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a simple reason, that everything of value that we have, everything of value, and when I say value, these houses of yours, the cars of yours, this bits and pieces of sparkling stone that you call jewelry, and you know, pieces of meaningless pieces of paper that you call money. None of these are not things of value. Things of value, the biggest thing of value is Iman. The biggest thing of value is Iman. The biggest thing of value is the introduction and the glory of and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. The biggest thing of value is Al-Hidayah. The biggest thing of value is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship Him alone without any partners, because this thing is the safety, this is the guard, this is the fence, this is the barrier between us and Jahannam. And that came to us because of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We value and we got this, and we thank Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having decreed that we should be born in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can I thank my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu when He gave me all of this? He gave me Iman, He gave me Islam, He gave me Hidayah, He gave me guidance, He gave me Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He decreed that I should be born in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, He decreed that when I die, what is the first thing that I'm going to see? First thing that I'm going to see in my qabr is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The munkir nakir, they will come and they will show me the beautiful face of my Nabi alayhi salam. And they will say, what do you say about what do you say about this man? What do you say about this man? And I will tell them that I say the same thing about him that you say. I say the same thing about him that you say, that he is the man on whom my Rabb took qasam. My Rabb swore by this man. My Rabb took qasam by this man. Subhanallah. Ya Rabb Muhammad. Ya Rabb Muhammad. Irham Ummat Muhammad. احفظ أمة محمد يا رب محمد انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, we need your help. Oh Allah, we need your help. Oh Allah, we need your rahma. Oh Allah, we need your help. Oh Allah, we need your protection. Ya Allah, we have no friends. We have no allies. We have no helpers. Ya Allah, we are alone. We are absolutely alone. Ya Allah, there are enemies of ours all around us. Ya Rabbi, we know them, you know them, and you know more than we know. Ya Allah, but we are the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you promised to please your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa la sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Wa la, you promised to please your Habib Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, you know that he will not be pleased if his ummah is in trouble. He will not be pleased if his ummah is being slaughtered. Oh Allah, our blood has no value today in this world. Allah, the water is more valuable than the blood of a Muslim. Subhanallah. 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 Ya Allah, give us courage. Give us fortitude. Give us sabr. Give us courage. Oh Allah, have mercy on us. Oh Allah, give us, you gave us Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You gave us, you put us in his ummah. Oh Allah, enable us to live in his ummah with honor. Enable us to do that which he would have liked to see us doing. Enable us to deal with each other and to deal with this world in a way that would have pleased Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in that way, we would also earn your pleasure. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.